Now, we're talking about the last part of grace, so I'm going to draw the rapture up, the catching out. There is no rapture in the Bible, but I'm going to put rapture because I've done it for 130,000 years. And the tribulation enters, and I might add that really we're talking about the 70th week of Daniel, not tribulation. And the reason I've been a little bit hesitant in going into the tribulation is most of that activity doesn't start until the middle point, and it's the last 3.5 years. And I don't want to prematurely just run in because we've really been talking about that time right there. I watched Scott Mitchell on Facebook. Anybody that's on Facebook can see this, I guess, who's friends with Scott, put a video. Did you see that video?
I hadn't seen the video yet. I did get saw that they had put it up. So
they have a link of CNN covering the thing, and this Republican lady is talking to Bernanke, and who's our the other guy over the finance. I can't think of his name right now. His name escapes me. I know it like the... Yeah, it does start, I think, with a G. Anyway, she's hammering him, and she's asking him the right questions. And Frank, whatever his name is, Barney Franks, cuts him off. Times up, and the last question is really good. But you've got to understand that there's a couple things that's got to happen before the tribulation really gets started. If a world leader was going to come in and they're going to think this person to be God. Now I'm putting it with a big G because that's how they're going to look at it. He is not the God with a big G. Y'all understand? But in their mind, they're going to think of it. He's not going to be making war over here. Y'all understand? That's not what he's doing. And so I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians. She is watching. Hello, all. I see you, Pastor. I don't see you, but I know you're there. Anyway, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, I find this timing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In fact, we may go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, just read a few verses, and then 1 Thessalonians 5, where I want to pick up this evening. And let's start in 1 Thessalonians 4, since it's just right above there, and read in verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall what?
Rise.
And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, I believe there's one event called the catching out that happens to all the believers. I believe we go up at a single time. Y'all understand? Now, watch. He says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Words. Chapter 5 now, verse 1. But of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now watch. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travaileth upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. Now, but he says, but you, brethren, are not in the darkness,
right,
that the day should overtake you as a thief. Right. You are all children of the light and children of the day. For we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Let us not sleep as do others. And he's talking about sleeping in knowledge.
Right.
So you know that the rapture is going to happen. And then what's the next thing that's going to happen? They're going to say what?
Peace.
Peace. There's not war. There's no war at this point. There's peace. He's bringing about world unity. Y'all understand? That's what he's doing. And he's doing it, signing over. Go to Daniel, and let's look there. Go to Daniel. And go to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. See, when he comes in, he is going to be a problem solver, and in such a degree that the world is going to think that this person is God. You got to think about that. What they're going to see coming in is they're going to see that this guy is God. And they'll let him claim himself to be God. And many, many, many will believe that he is. But there will be a few that will know the things here, especially the Jews. Why? He's warned the Jews, right? And we're going to see that in just a minute. So all of this is happening, but what does he have to do to bring in... what I was going to tell you, the other thing on CNN today that I thought, or not CNN, Fox, they were on both, actually. China and Russia pressuring America to go with a global currency.
They're never open to it.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. It is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you didn't hear a conversation about that 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. The first time I've ever heard ever mentioned on TV was in the last 3 months of a global currency. Now that's weird, isn't it?
Well, you got to think, if everything goes to plastic like it is doing, then it'll be all global currency anyway.
Well, they're moving us, and I'm going to show you that at the end. They've been moving us along that whole direction the whole time.
Well, we all got a number one. We got Social Security anyway, so it's coming.
I'm telling you, it is going to happen in our lifetime, guys. I mean, if you think it's not going to happen, you are naive. You're living in a dream world. Now watch this. Daniel chapter 9. I'm going to start in 26. Daniel 9, 26. Now watch this. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the wars of desolation are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with what? Many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifices and oblations to what? Now, so he's doing what at this first part of the tribulation? He's confirming and making covenants and doing political things. Y'all understand? This is very political at the very beginning. He is strategizing, not only... I've heard so much that it's just mind-boggling what's really going on. Heard a guy from England. England is broke. They can't even sell their T-bonds.
France.
Huh?
That guy from France.
Yeah, he's from France, but he's from England.
Oh,
he's
okay.
In France.
Oh,
okay. Geiger, yeah. Geiger, yeah. And let me tell you, all of this is happening so that we'll bring in a one-world money system, a one-world religion, and a one-world government. And the one-world government has started to been formed years and years ago, and it's just now coming to fruition. And you can see that by the reaction. Have you ever wondered why we didn't put the army people down on the borders to protect our borders?
Not me, Paul.
Huh? There's not going to be any borders. Do you all understand there's never going
to
be any borders?
They tried even to do that. With the state, when the Constitution came around, they wanted to eliminate the state borders in the Alabama Constitution.
Absolutely. Guys, listen, let me tell you. What we're facing is really, and I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. You know what? We're not appointed under wrath. We're going to be out of here.
Amen.
But you know, the majority of the people are just, they have no clue what's going on in this Bible. that he will be 33 years of age. He will be a young man. Well, I believe he'll be an Assyrian Jew. I do believe that. And he's going to listen. It is going. He is going to copy the story of Jesus Christ.
Resurrected and the whole thing.
Well, the image, the whole thing. It's all planned. And they're going to believe that that person is God. Look at what he says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, yes.
Doesn't he take the deal that Jesus was offered by the devil? The same deal about ruling the earth and everything of the earth?
Well, he's been ruling the earth. I mean, he is the God of this world. A God of the... Well, he will be Satan incarnate. It's going to change. The image of the beast is going to come alive in the middle of the tribulation. But the Antichrist, let me tell you, he is the dude. And he gives power onto the image. Listen, and I believe that it will be Judas Iscariot reincarnated. I believe that. He will have the spirit of Judas. Go to John 6, I believe it is. This wasn't on my mind, so I hope it's there. Otherwise, I'll look silly, won't I? Hey, big deal. I think it's 670 is what I'm looking for. Hope there's a 7. Otherwise, this is going to be really silly. Ain't God? Yes. You see, it says, Jesus answered them, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now, it doesn't say the devil, it is a devil. But we know that that same spirit is in what? The Antichrist. But more than that, people say, where does he get the authority of the miracles? Go to Matthew chapter 10. And this is the whole point of what I'm trying to teach tonight. So this was actually a blessing from the Lord. So you can thank the Lord. Go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, which we know Judas Iscariot was one of them, you may want John 6, verse 70. What is it, 70 or 71? 70. 70, right there. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Does Judas have that authority? Yes, he does. He gave the devil that authority. Jesus Christ gave that. Why? I believe he knew he was going to send them a strong delusion that they would what? Go back to 2 Thessalonians. Are y'all with me? The Antichrist has this authority because he gave it to one of his disciples who was a devil that will be in that Antichrist when he comes. Where did I tell you 2 Thessalonians? Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 again. Now, the problem is that, okay, I'm going to come in and get you to believe I'm God. If I just started killing people, would you think I'm God?
No.
No, that wouldn't be very deceptive, would it? You know, you go around. What would you do if you wanted to show that you were God? That's right.
Start raising people from the dead.
Raise people from the dead? Come down from heaven? It would be those signs and miracles we're talking about. And we know the Jews require a sign, but there are some signs that they should be looking out for that's coming. Huh? Walking, I mean, he's going to be able, and what did Jesus say in, well, maybe we ought to go there.
Really be able to heal somebody.
Go to John, before we read in 2 Thessalonians, go to John, I'll have to get there, I think it's John 12. I was close. Go to John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Verse 12. Y'all didn't know that? Chapter 14, verse 12. I got it backwards. It was 12:14 in my mind. That's my dyslexia. I'm just glad I don't have that when it comes to God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Does the devil believe in on Jesus? Yes, he does. The works that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And I want you to think about it for a minute. It works two ways in that passage. The disciples are also going to have more authority, right? But also, he's on exile. So the devil will also have more authority. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to have the ability to do these because and we're the restrainers. Go back to 2 Thessalonians. And I'm not saying doctrinally I would fit that in with the devil. I'm just telling you that if you read Proverbs chapter 7, which we read, I think, last week, was it last Wednesday? About the churches on every side. The good man is gone on a long journey. You know, and what is the whore doing? She's out running. Hey, she's not coming in. She's not, and we need to look at that again just to reinforce that. She's not coming in throwing a bow and an arrow at everybody and shooting them down and trying to, that's not what's going to happen. Y'all understand? That's not what's going to happen. She is going to, this religious system is going to seduce them. And if you've ever been seduced, it's a wonderful feeling. I mean, there is nothing better than being wined and dined. Amen? You want to impress your wife? Man, cook a 5-course meal, candlelights. I know Terry's never done this. He's too tired when he gets home. But if you weren't tired and you could put it all together and have the bed and with rose petals and candlelights, have her come in and take a bath and you bathe her in rubber feet.
But Terry's been seduced. That's.
Well, I'm sure that's probably true. Lisa's got some time and style too. But anyway, listen, everybody loves that. Why? It's comforting. Y'all understand? It's comforting. It feels good. That's how he's going to win the world over. And that's how he's going to do it. And they're going to love him for it. I think about a little bit about the Obama excitement. There was a lot of excitement about Obama getting president, wasn't there? That will pale in comparison to this guy. Y'all understand? They will be so overwhelmed with this man that they will love him and worship him.
Kind of like reminds me of in Ezekiel when he talks about the abominations.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the abominations of desolation, but the abominations that Ezekiel, I think it was Ezekiel, looked through the wall and saw the woman weeping for Tammuz. He's a type of Antichrist also.
Mm-hmm.
And they're weeping, you know, for his death. You know, it's like they're just totally given to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, guys, and until that point that he enters into that temple, people are on the course of believing he's who? God. So you got to remember that. It isn't until he breaks that covenant with Israel that Israel goes, hey, this ain't the guy. If he breaks that covenant, as in Daniel chapter 9, in the middle of the week, what are they supposed to do according to Matthew?
Flee.
Flee into the mountains. They're to flee. Thus the doctrine of selling out. But up until that point, Israel is, everybody's overwhelmed with it. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, what's holding him back right now from being revealed? The body of Christ. Now, there is a... Remember that Jesus Christ and Satan has been copying Jesus Christ the whole way, right? So, Jesus Christ has the mystery of godliness, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, right? The Antichrist has the mystery of iniquity. It's the church. And that church is already in play right now. It has to do with the churches that we read about in Proverbs chapter 7. That's what we're talking about. Say, well, all these churches. I listened to a tape. I wish I had the audacity to play this tape, because in one side of his mouth he talks grace, and on the other side he talks tongues and signs and miracles and wonders. And I'm thinking, that is just really perfect.
Put the two together.
Put the two together, and you've made abomination unto the Lord. And go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now watch this. Verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Well, what is it that withholdeth?
The body.
Now watch. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Is it working back here in grace?
Yes.
Yeah, it has. Nothing can happen with government and authority like that. There's got to be some preparation time. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Does the whore of Revelation 17, verse 5, work right now?
Amen.
Is she gathering people right now?
Amen.
Yes, she is. And you know what they're doing it because of? They're ignorant. The lack of knowledge. That's how he's deceiving them. I say, well, is baptism for us today? You know, I would say that 99.9% of the Christians have no idea whether baptism is for them or against them. Wouldn't you say that's true? You know why? They're ignorant of the doctrine. You know what? They've never taken out and looked at every verse of the Bible and determined it in their own mind what they believe.
That's like the song Muddy Water that I put the comments on, and whew, did I catch it?
Yeah. I mean, people haven't got a clue. So it's true here. He said in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he, the body of Christ, be taken out, the one that withholdeth, be taken out of the way, and then, after we're taken out of the way, then what happens? There he's going to be revealed. Not as the Antichrist, but as he is the man of iniquity, the son of perdition. Now, will they know he's the son of perdition?
No.
They'll think he's who?
God.
Now look at how he deceives them. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Where is that?
Second
coming. Here it is. Right there. That's the point. What happens there? He's bound in the bottomless pit for how long?
1,000 years.
So all this stuff is coming together, everything we've talked about. What's going on in the tribulation? What did we talk about? There's two legs. And how many toes?
Ten
toes. I should have drawn them out nice. But you got two legs. Who are these legs?
10 world governments.
Well, they're 10 world governments. That's right. And this is Rome. This has to do with the Gentiles and the authority of that whore. Absolutely. Do you understand all of this is coming together as we speak? Now, verse 9, even him who is coming after the working of Satan How is he going to deceive with all power and signs and lying wonders? So, and the first thing, if you're going to believe he's God, what has he got to do? Man, he's got to been working the whole time. First it was the what? Babylonian Empire. Then who? Media Persia. Then who was next? The Grecians, the brass, right? Then the next one were what? Rome. And then the last part during this time of tribulation will be the ten toes, which are the ten federated nations. But they're going to be partly strong and partly weak. Why? Made out of iron mixed with clay. So they're going to be partly strong and partly weak. And out of one of those toes grows the who? The Antichrist. Now guys, listen to me. All of that is transpiring in our lifetime right now.
offering the
world currency.
The world currency.
Come on, guys. It's happening now. You ought, you know what? This room ought to be absolutely packed. They're sitting in churches listening to one verse while the preacher sings beautiful songs and tells great stories, but they don't get the Bible. Do they, Jeff? Say it out loud. They can't see you, Shane.
No.
You all understand? They're not getting the... They have no clue what's going on. And until you rightly divide and understand that Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, and Paul's been delivering a message, not to prepare you to go through tribulation, but to go in the rapture, the catching out. Not one time in 13 books did he ever prepare you to go through that period of time. Not one time did he prepare you. And he's the apostle, the preacher, and the teacher of the Gentiles, and not one time he prepared you. It was no need for us to know. Why? We're not appointed under wrath. Okay, a little hallelujah would have been nice at about that point. I'm going to have to get one of those things on the front of the pulpit. Laugh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, push my button up here. Revelation 13. Now watch. And verse 14. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. You know what you need to have there? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 through 12. You need to write that in your Bible right now. You will not remember it. Especially Tony with his wife not taking good notes for him tonight.
I've already got 2 Thessalonians 9 and 11 there. I just need to add the 12, 7, 8, so I'm close.
All right, that's good. All right. So miracles are how he's going to do this thing. Now go back to Proverbs chapter 7 for a minute, and let me deal with a couple of those issues of because this lady is the whore. And look at the way she's not having to use weapons to get them to come. Proverbs 7. You're welcome. I'm so glad you're here. In Proverbs 7, I'm just going to kind of cut in the context again, and I'm not trying to rehash it. I just want you to understand the method in which is going to be coming in. It's not going to be, and by the way, for him to clean up the mess, we've got to have a little bit of a problem right here somewhere. For him to straighten out all the world global problems and make all the covenants and get all those contracts in order, the world's got to be a little bit in a mess. How many think the world's in a mess?
Oh, yeah,
has anybody seen that thing on Iceland?
Oh, yeah.
The riots in the streets that are going on? You know, they're not showing us the global picture of how bad this thing is. They're not showing it. They don't want panic. By the way, there's a great thing on YouTube. It's a Democratic senator or representative, I'm not sure what he is, that was on the banking committee. And there was an electronic run on the bank of $550 billion.
I think he's a congressman.
Yeah, he may be a congressman, not a senator.
Yeah, he's not a senator.
And the Fed Bernanke came in and said, we have to turn off the banks. If we don't, in 4 hours, the economy of the U.S. would totally collapse. Now, this guy's saying, hey, we're no economists. We're hearing this and we are like freaked out, he says. But he said worse than that. He said, if we don't stop this problem right now, in 24 hours, the entire world's economic collapse will come. This was back in November. That's when they first did that $700 billion. That they needed overnight. Senator McCain flew in. Barack flew in. Remember that? Now, Can you imagine sitting in and the Fed? Now, you know what the Fed has done? And most people don't know this. They have printed up another $1 trillion without the approval of the U.S. And they stuck it in their Federal Reserve banks. And they have been lending private banks money. That was announced tonight through this video that I got on YouTube. We need to get a capture of that somehow. So I'll leave that up to you to do. Pretty powerful stuff. I can tell you that the security of your wealth is this thin. It is really that thin. They're trying to make it labor and health care and all that. The problem isn't that. The problem is that the banks are bankrupt. And what they're trying to do is keep you from running on the banks. If they can keep you calmed down enough until they figure it out, if you took a run and everybody started running the banks, it would happen like that. No matter how much money's in the bank, there wouldn't be enough to cover it. And that's what this congressman says. We would not know how much it would take to keep them from completely dissolving the economy.
You guys need to be broke like me and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, there's a lot to say. What? Who is it, Bobby McGee? Broke is just another word? Or nothing else to lose? I mean, hey, when you think you own stuff, you're in trouble. Now, go back to Proverbs chapter 7. I didn't mean to distract us from that. I'm just telling you that this thing is not over. It could happen at any moment, at any time. All this stuff could happen. And I believe it is very, very big deal. Now, watch. Verse 5. Proverbs 7, verse 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, and I would have Revelation 17:5 put right there in my Bible. Well, we did that last week. I'm glad. That was good. And from the stranger which flattereth with her words. How are they persuading people? With words. From the window of my house, I looked through my encasement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man. What's his condition? See, there's two people in Proverbs that you need to understand. There's only two people talked about. In Proverbs, there is a wise son and a foolish son. And the foolish son didn't listen to his parents and gain the wisdom. And the wise son listened to his parents and gained the wisdom. There are two groups of people in the world today. Those that are foolish, those that are wise. I can tell you there's very few in the wise camp. Y'all understand? They haven't got a clue. There's very few people that are dedicated to this book and studying this book to trying to figure out what's going on. And therefore, most of them are just like this person. And notice that he's a what? A young man. Passing through the street near her corner. She's part of the... He went her way, the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and watch, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a what? And subtle of... Hey, what do you know about this lady? Man, she is wanting to seduce him. She is dressed as a harlot. Part of that seduction. And it's not talking about a physical lady. It's talking about the mystery of iniquity of Proverbs... 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. And she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait in every corner. And we talked about those being churches, right? She caught him and kissed him. And with an impudent face said unto him, I have a peace offering with me. This day I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. Now listen to what's going to happen. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry and with carved works and with fine linens of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloe, and cinnamon. What is this lady's about to do? And you know what? It's like a spell. Seduction is like a spell. Y'all understand? They're putting the whammy on them. You know what? Have you ever been to some of these places where there are healings and wonders and people are just almost in a trance-like state? You've ever seen that? Anybody here seen? They're almost in a trance-like state. Then you start to talk Bible with them and you realize they have no understanding of the Word of God at all. Just, oh, praise Him. I love Jesus. The church is so beautiful. You know, I love this church. I want to be in this big church. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, there's a great falling away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
It's just like staging a marketing scheme for sales or something. You go in somewhere to buy something, they have a certain color on the walls. They have a smell, you know.
Absolutely.
Some type of smell, you know, different things like that, that you know.
These people know what they're doing. And listen, the individuals don't know what they're doing. Why? They're void of what? But the one behind it, the God of this world, the one that is the whore of Revelation 17:5, knows exactly what she's doing. Verse 21, with her much fair speech, she causes him to what? And with the flattering of her lips, she forces him. I mean, they're not taking the world by revolution. No, it's going to be a revolution. Well, you know what? You know what this is going to end up looking like? John Lennon's song, Imagine. Imagine there's no country. It's going to be borderless countries, all one world. Imagine there's no whatever, you know?
Imagine all the people.
Imagine all the people coming into one.
Just living for the day.
Be part of the seduction. We're finally free of tyranny. Finally free of conservatism. The liberal day has now approached. We're free. Finally free at last. You don't think that's happening, boys and girls? Go to Revelation, to Romans.
Yes.
No, absolutely. It has everything. And that's why this church... You know, I got to tell you, I would love for this church to grow. And it is growing on the internet and other places. You know why? There's little sacks of us all over the world. But there are very few. You know why? Because most people are sucked into the system. Most people are brought into the system and they got to have that. And they feel that they're emotionally attached. And that's how they get you. And they're not doing it with horns coming out of the head and pitchforks. They're doing it through the preaching of the another gospel. You got that. Did you hear Jeff? You may not have heard that. He said motivational speakers, and I would say amen. How about the Joel Osteen? I mean, I think Jeff, honestly, is one of the most talented singers I know. You're very talented. And I would love to see him up on that stage in front of 17,000 people. Singing something that's godly and, you know, all that. I bet Jeff would like that too. What that must feel like to be in front of those people, acting like you're worshiping God.
That's right.
You know, what that energy flow must feel like. Can't you imagine? I can't even imagine. But there's a suction to the whole thing. And they're out seducing. And it is entertaining. It's like a drug. And until you desire the truth more than you desire that, they'll get you. And you know what it? It's the young men that are void of
understanding.
Look in Romans 16, verse 17. See, guys, I believe the tribulation will start out with inherently bad problems. And I believe that the Antichrist and the wicked one will show up and resolve the issues and cause great unity. And he will be a huge motivational speaker. And he will make people feel well. And you know how they'll do it? With his words. Look what it says in Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Avoid them. You know what? If you don't avoid them, you know what they could do? They could seduce you. You know what she said in Proverbs chapter 7? That many strong men were brought down by her. Wow. Hang out with them. You'll be, and eventually you'll just be flowing the stream with the rest of them. I'm telling you, it's coming. Look what he says. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies. And how does he do it? By good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the what? You definitely want to put Proverbs chapter 7 right there. Didn't have that, Tony, did you?
No, I didn't.
By which verse?
Look at Carlton whipping out his Bible pen. Just Proverbs 7, the whole chapter.
No, I mean, by which verse?
Oh, by 18. By good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple. What are they going after? Ignorant people. You know how many people know, how many people do you know right now, honest Indian right now? How many of you all know anybody that knows anything about the Word of God? That you could have an intelligent conversation with outside of the Grace Brethren, the ones we've been studying with, and maybe one over there. And outside of that, who could you have an intelligent conversation with? You had one with a pastor. How did that conversation go? I mean, guys, you don't realize. And you know what your weapon is? It's the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You know what faith is? Faith is believing the book. That's what protects you from the fiery darts of the wicked. And you know what? It's not being thrown 2 years from now. Bless God, the mystery of iniquity, what? The shots are coming at you. Because we live in the time of transition where we're going to go from the age of grace to the last week of Daniel. And you've got to be. You're excited, aren't you?
I am
too.
Amen.
I mean, but you know what? You've got a heavier burden than everybody in grace has. You know what? God's told you to stand for the truth. And having done all, stand. Stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. Why, the stand is what... Hey, you've got to commit to the stand. Are you willing to go the whole way? Listen, let me tell you what. I watched Black Hawk Down today. Did you all see that? Just 5 minutes of it. 10 minutes. But it was the last 10 minutes of it. You know what? We can't defend the entire world. But I need to defend Jeff and Terry and my comrades. And the guy says, you know why we do this? We don't do this to be heroes. We do it so the brother on the right and the brother on the left. Man, that just hurt. Man, it just hit me in my heart. And I'm thinking that's exactly the same with the body of Christ. We've got to stick together through thick and thin, no matter what, helping each other. You know why? Hannah's life is on the line. Both Hannah's. Said, life is on the line. If we don't defend them and protect them, shame on us. You're not willing to stand up for the truth? Then hey, just go and do whatever you want. It's not going to make a world of difference. You're going to get sucked into it anyway. You guys were at the pinnacle where I've been training soldiers for warfare. And we're about in it. And your commitment level to this church and your commitment to Christ and your commitment to your comrades, look around, are all dependent upon you. When Emerson came up missing, ask Brenda how many times I tried to reach you in so many ways I couldn't even see straight. You know why? You're one of us. Mm-hmm. When one man goes down, we don't leave anybody left on the battlefield. We all bring them home. You all understand? And we work together as a team. And if you're not want to be on the team, that's fine, leave. But the men that are in this room, you ought to look at each other because you ought to be able to count on them like that in the time. Doesn't mean we're going to rescue from every harm. But we'll defend the truth with you. Amen?
Amen.
And we're not going to rescue you out of every sorts of danger. Can't be done. Do you know what we can do? We can all stand for the truth. And we can put it together and become a solidified unit of men of God and women of God that have a single purpose of sharing this gospel and this ministry through the cameras and through outreach and through DVDs. We got home and on Facebook, April Warman wrote, a bunch of people wrote on that Facebook, Gary Simpson. We're all in this together. It's everybody better be prepared. And if you don't get it, that's why I want you to question. You know what? If I die or something happens to me that I'm down, then Jeff ought to be able to step up and preach the same thing, and it ought not to sound too much different from what I've been sounding. You don't have to invent and preach on Ezekiel. You don't have to preach on that kind of crap. You've got to root them and ground them in the faith so they're unmovable. So they're not tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, that they're established in the truth. Dale ought to be able to get up here in a couple years. Say, I can preach on that. I know about redemption. I don't even need notes. How many here could preach on redemption without notes right now? There ought to be four or five of you raising your hand. How many here could preach the gospel? You ought to be able to get up here and preach the gospel and make sense of it. Why? Hey, you don't know when somebody might go down and you have to fill the chair and you may have to fill the position. And you know what? You ain't got time to learn on the job. Right now is the time of learning. Right now is the dedication of the Word of God so that you won't be captured in the moment when it comes unprepared. It's good words that they deceive you by. You know what the Bible says? A little leaven. You know what? The devil isn't going to change the Word of God completely around. Just going to change it a little bit and make it into lies. Just little tweaks. That's how he gets you. You know, we're up against it, guys. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. We're almost done here in time. You guys are to be able, should be able to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. And you got to get in the book. Here's one thing I've learned in my 25 years of being saved. This is what I learned. You cannot have my faith. You cannot have Brother Moore's faith. You cannot have Brother Burke's faith. You've got to have your own faith. How do you get that? By hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Say, you don't show up all the time. Guess what? You're not hearing it all. So what's happening to your faith? Not being as sharp as it could be. And the point is that you've got to hear it. Why? You know what? I guarantee you that Wayne doesn't do a whole lot of study. But he's here all the time. Would that be fair?
Fair.
And Wayne's got a lot of the doctrine down. You know why? He's hearing it. And the more you subject yourself to hearing, Tony wants to get it all in 2 days. It isn't going to happen. You got to sit there and hear it. It stinks. You know what? I don't want to miss a dime. Why? Because we're up against it. Ephesians chapter 6. Servants, verse 5. Servants, obey them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in the singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service. It's not about coming here and being impressive. As men pleasers. Go to Joel Osteen for that. But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. Come on down, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, this is the summation of the matter. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That is in the doctrine of the Lord. The doctrine of the... Be strong. Elaine's got a son. How old is your son now? Man, you drive it into him. You put the doctrine in. And you keep it going in. Why? Because they're going to be looking for those. Nobody ever told me about this. Why didn't someone tell me about this? I appreciate Dale bringing Hannah. I do. You don't even know. Not just for Dale's sake. Dale needs it too, amen? But his sweet little daughter needs it. This isn't a play game, guys. These people are playing for keeps and they're after your loved ones. Don't you get it? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. In the power of your own might? No. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Guess what days we're in? A perilous time shall come. We're there. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with what? Happiness from the church? A good memory? That song service that they had, that Easter cantata? No, with truth. And have on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation, the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith. You know what the shield of faith is? It's the belief in the Word of God. Take that, your shield, put it up. Hey, I believe this book. I believe the King James Bible. I believe every word in the King James Bible is true.
Amen.
I don't believe it all applies to me, but I believe every word in it. Mm-hmm. I believe this book. It is my only defense against the wiles of the devil. There is no other defense. There isn't any magic you can do. There isn't any maneuvering you can do. It's your belief of this book.
Amen.
And getting it down. Wherewith you shall be able to quench a few of the fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. Watch therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. You know what? Did Paul try to get out of jail? You know what he became in jail?
An ambassador.
An ambassador. Say it's bad. Yeah? Well, make the best out of it and win somebody to the Lord. There's some people preaching in those jailhouses, aren't they? And I guarantee you they're not preaching the mystery. They're not preaching the full truth of the Word of God, I bet you. And God may have put you there just for that reason. Amen? Now, I don't like being here. Well, I doubt Paul liked it for 2 years. I would guess. He probably hated it too. But while he was there, all he wanted was the door of utterance opened up so that he might speak the mystery of the gospel. matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Say they herd us up as Christians and put us in concentration camps. Would it matter? Preach the gospel. How bad can it get? I imagine it could get pretty bad before the rapture happens. What happens if, right, look around us right now, and only 20% of you guys lost your job? I mean, completely wiped out. That would be about 5 of us in here. Maybe 6. Boom, you're out of a job. What would you do? Where would you go? See, we're so dependent on the economic system, and Satan knows that. I guarantee people will line up to take a mark if that happens. We need to know that you're one of us, one of those 10 federated toes. And to do that, to know that you're on our side, I need you to take this implant, this mark. Oh, it started out. I don't think the Social Security number is the actual deal, but it was. It's just conditioning. Just ultimately conditioned. And I think Mac is right when he said the next great event, people will line up for it. Some nuclear attack, people line up. Hey, give it to me. I'm with the good guys. And the good guys aren't the good guys. They just look like the good guys.
I think it's going to be a tracking number.
It's going to be more than a tracking number.
You know, doing implants on dogs.
Oh, yeah. It will be similar to that, that's for sure.
You know,
they'll know where you are and can scan you anytime and anywhere from space. It's already here. The technology is already here, guys. They're already using it in humans.
They can track your money.
They can track your money. Have you ever seen a little wire in your money? They can count your money from...
Darwin Navigator pays.
Yeah.
Right here, guys. How many have one of these?
GPS system.
They know right where you are. And they've been building this network so you can't escape. So what do? You don't have to escape. What do?
Take the mark.
Huh? Preach the word. Wrong answer. Preach the word. Say that. Preach the word. Say, what happens if they kill me if I don't take the mark? Preach the word. Say, they're going to kill me. Don't you believe in life after death? Preach the word. You got to get in the picture? I am so glad you all are here. I appreciate you watching online. I hope it was a blessing to you. We're going to deal a little more as we go into this tribulation. Guys, listen, let me tell you what. The deception has started, and we're not out of here yet. But I do believe it won't be long before we are. Appreciate you watching. Let me know how you enjoyed it.